Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% fan cash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Terry re-injured his quad, and so he'll be out this Sunday night. We'll reevaluate it next week to see where it goes. Bum for him, for us. Just tough, you know, where it goes. But we'll see what, you know, the next week looks like.
That was Dan Quinn today with reporters. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan, brought to you by the law firm Kondori and Murad.
They can do a lot for you. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. A major thank you to them. We are fresh and bright-eyed and bushy-tailed from our trip to Kansas City, which was a blast, except for the game. But everything else was awesome. Thank you, guys.
Quiet night on the local landscape this evening. Caps and Wiz both idle. World Series Game 5 tonight from Los Angeles at Chavez Ravine for the Blue Jays and the Dodgers. Treya Savage, the rookie right-hander, drafted in the first round last year by Toronto on the bump against Blake Snell, who turned in one of the great playoff starts ever in the League Championship Series. Didn't feel throw it nearly as effectively and didn't look nearly as good. First time out against Toronto in this series, he'll look to bounce back in Game 5. We can get into that before we get out of here when we preview the night. We're taking you up to 6:30. Right now, though, we're talking about the news of the day and what Dan Quinn said, that Terry McLaurin will be out on Sunday night with the Commanders playing a must-win game to save their season against Seattle. Let's go to Mark, who's in Largo on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mark?
What's up, guys? How y'all doing? I think Terry could probably salvage his season if he comes back. But, you know, if I'm Jaden Daniels, I got to be pissed off right now. I mean, I'm going to just keep it a buck. Did you really have to play both of them Monday night? I mean, with Marcus, you could have saved them another week if Jaden was coming back this week. And you know, you have a better chance of doing something. At least he comes back this week with Jaden. Jaden basically is going to have what he had 2 weeks ago, guys. It's like he's the lead singer and that's the rest of the group. You know, I mean, I'm going to keep it really 100. Right now, y'all, look, I know everybody loves Adam Peters. I love Adam Peters. I do. Guys, I just think that he spent more money on the defensive side of the ball this offseason than he did on the offensive side of the ball. And the saddest part about that is he didn't address any of the needs that people walked out the door. The kids, Brown, and Crowder walk out the door. He just let those three go, and you didn't replace them at all. So everyone wants to blame Terry, and that's fine. That's fine. But here's what Terry saw at the OTA. He saw that Jaden was struggling without him or Debo on the field. And that's what Clifton saw. So this is why I say, and I guarantee you, I can convince one of y'all to start thinking like I'm thinking. If Adam Peters would have replaced one of those three or two with Zacchaeus and Brown and Crowder, I mean, you could still get Jamison Crowder right now. It's better. I'm not saying they're great, but they're better in space, and it helps Jaden with his growth. This is all on Adam Peters, guys.
Appreciate you, bud. Always love the passion. So my version of that, I talked about this, what Deebo Samuel was going to be, for me anyway, and that's an amalgam. We think of Dyami Brown as a deep threat, and I guess he got a couple of those, but they basically used him around the line of scrimmage. Who does that sound like? That's what they used Lama Zadikias for. That's what they used Jamison Crowder for. That guy now all is pretty much Deebo Samuel with a little bit of an elevation of Jalen Lane. And yeah, I mean, that's my point.
Okay, it's all horizontal.
All of their targets last year, it was an amalgam of what a number two / slot receiver does, and they actually got one to go do that. So instead of, you know, trying to make something up on a napkin, I go, no, I got Deebo Samuel. Now, he's banged up and he hasn't been the same for a few weeks, but that's, to me, well worth a fifth rounder, and I'd rather have those targets go to him than any of those other three guys that you mentioned.
Yeah, whenever we talk about the allocations at the receiver position, I always bring up that I think it's eighth is where they rank in the money they spend at that spot. So it is hard to scream about Adam Peters neglecting wide receiver when you made maybe the biggest wide receiver splash of anybody bringing in a new wideout this offseason when you spent $20 million just about to go get Deebo Samuel in a trade. And you gave up a draft pick. Now, it wasn't much. It was a fifth rounder. But that plus $20 million. In the case of Terry McLaurin, it took forever. And I don't think the juice was worth the squeeze, as we now have seen how this has played out. But you also gave him a mini extension this year as well. And his AAV climbed to about $30 million. You and I were looking at him and Deebo on the sideline at the end of the game. So we're sitting 12 rows up at Arrowhead Stadium. Marcus Mariota's on the field. He's got a spread where, you know, the last drive, garbage time, Washington's down by 21, and it's Luke and Lane and Chris Moore out there with him, and Terry and Deebo are both on the sideline. And I was trying to get a picture, and I don't remember who it was, but one of the players kept walking in front of me.
It was Wiley.
Was it Andrew Wiley?
Yeah. So, by the way, not like purposely screwing Grant's camera shot over, just minding his business.
Life, yeah. Right? So Andrew Wiley and I was like trying to get a picture of those two guys watching the end of the game from the sideline. Terry injured, Deebo just kind of being saved, which is another indicator to me that something is not quite right there. But anyway, we were joking, you and I were like, there's $50 million a wide receiver right there on the sideline as you're in this drive at the end of the game to try to move the ball down the field. So it's not like they didn't do anything. I think Mark is right if his point is as simple as three guys walked out the door and you didn't replace them. Well, yeah, there isn't versions of those guys. I think Deebo was a replacement, as you said, for the collection of them, so to speak. And by the way, you drafted a third-round receiver in Luke McCaffrey. Luke McCaffrey should be able to help you, and he has. He's been great on kick returns.
Yep.
And when he's been throwing the ball, three catches, nice catch on the sideline this week, he's done a pretty good job. You drafted a wide receiver this year in the fourth round. Jalen Lane has played a bunch. He's helped them some. He's made some big catches, had a 35-yard catch in Dallas a couple weeks ago. So I just disagree that they haven't spent enough, done enough at receiver for Daniels. Now, if you want to go back and re-legislate the stare down between McLaurin and Peters like some have today, and who was right, who was wrong, how we got there, was it worth it? I think that's reasonable enough. But I'm not going to knock Adam Peters for the build at wideout, other than if you wanted to say there was a higher risk of injury for Terry. You brought in a guy that gets hurt every single year in Deebo, and then otherwise it was kids.
And Noah Brown, too.
You know, Noah Brown was a lock to be hurt. If he ever played, it was going to be a news story. But yeah, otherwise it was kind of unproven kids. Like, sure, but there was plenty of money spent at that position. Let's go to Terry, who's in Danville, listening to Grant and Danny today. How are you?
Great, guys. Thanks for answering my call. Yes, I'd like to chime in. I really do believe that Terry was a victim of circumstance. I just believe, hey, this is not their year. My biggest concern is Deebo healthy. I know he's not healthy. I saw him the way he moved, and that's the reason why they're keeping him around the line of scrimmage. And I also believe that Dan Quinn and Adam Peters did a great job of getting them guys, Jacob in there, getting Dietrich Wise and Doran Sarson. Man, look, we are building to win in these next 3 years. Hey, Harris went out. It's just not our year. The handwriting was on the wall when I saw Doris Armstrong go. After Dietrich Wise, hey, and his bagger went out, then Doris went out. Hey, I knew the handwriting was on the wall. And Terry, he wants to play, but I understand. I knew, I saw the look on his face that Monday night that, hey, he was injured. So I know his type of character. He's probably telling the guys, look, hey, you're going to do what you always do like we always have done. We're going to overachieve while I'm out. Hey, but give me 5 weeks. If we make it to the playoff, if you guys can take us there, I'll take you over the top. That's the type of person he is. But it's just not our year if Debo is not healthy.
Well, the injuries have ravaged them, and they are absolutely the biggest factor in this whole thing getting off the rails. There's no doubt. I mean, that I just think that that's such an easy reality, and everybody understands that. That's a reasonable person. But it can't be the only thing either. I mean, we can't sit here and say, what went wrong in the secondary? Well, Will Harris got hurt. Will Harris, who they signed to a one-year deal for a few $1 million. Because you still have Marshawn Lattimore, you still have Mikey Sanders, still, you still have Trey Amos.
Yeah, 2 second-round picks and a major acquisition. Yeah,
you still have, you know, the entire group outside of him in the secondary, and it's been a bad position group. It has been an ineffective collection of players. Doesn't mean they've all been bad. I love Trey Amos. Sanders still, who was awesome last year, is still going to have a really bright future. He has regressed this season, but an injury in your secondary, essentially, does not mean now that we just go, oh, well, they're not communicating as well. They miss Will Harris. Teams lose guys all the time. Now, the cluster injuries, when you don't have Terry, you don't have Debo, yeah, you're going to be a lot worse off. But what's the excuse at linebacker? You're healthy. You've got Bobby Wagner. You've got Frankie Louvu. You've got Jordan McGee. Have they been good enough there? What's the excuse at defensive tackle? You know, where you've got Javon Kinlaw, you've got Daron Payne, you've got Johnny Newton.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You've got Eddie Goldman. That's my point is, it's not as simple as just saying, injuries. Let's wake up next year and see what happens. Also, oldest team in the NFL. And not just the oldest team out of 32 teams this year, the oldest team that's been put together in over a decade. There is a correlation between those two things.
Without a doubt. So that was always my issue. I mean, we argued a bunch about the Nats' terrible start in 2019. And yes, the injuries were a major factor. That's obvious. Everybody could tell you you're not better off with Jeff Coburnus getting at bats instead of Anthony Rendon. But it was also not the reason their bullpen was the worst of all time. It wasn't the reason that when Juan Soto was playing, he was hitting 210 for the first month plus of the season. Guys that were and are the plan have done poorly. That's my major issue. And yes, you're worse without Wise, without Dorrance Armstrong, without Terry McLaurin, without Debo Samuel last week against Dallas. You're worse without Austin Eckler. Of course you are. Of course that's easy and obvious. But a bunch of guys, again, that they're counting on, that are the plan, that were option A, not the Reed Doughty break glass in case of emergency, like the McRib coming back. Not that. This is our design. We didn't go into free agency and get Traverius Ward or Carlton Davis or Paulson Adebo or DJ Reed or any of the marquee corners. We said, no, double down. We're doubling down on Marshawn Lattimore. Our big corner acquisition was Jonathan Jones, Journeyman Jerry. You know what I mean? Like this
30.
Yeah, this was their plan, and that plan has not worked also.
But also, and this is something we talked a lot about over the offseason, You don't have to sign all guys 30 and older. That is a choice that they make. There's a thing that they like, right? A veteran that comes into the locker room and operates correctly and does a lot of things, you know, the commander way or whatever, and who, you know, it brings character and a lunch pail and all this stuff. But it is okay, you might have to spend a little more sometimes, to sign younger, ascending players. It is also allowed to sign 26 and 27-year-old free agents. Now, I acknowledge and I'm aware there are fewer of those guys. The way that, you know, the COVID years worked out and contracts are going and teams are locking those guys up more often and they don't hit the market to the same extent. But it doesn't have to be to this extreme. But yes, is the biggest problem for this team this year injuries? No doubt. Would they be 3-5 if they were a lot healthier? Definitely not. Maybe 5-3. Could they be 6-2? I don't know. But not having Daniels for three of your eight games is a dagger. Not having McLaurin for now 5 out of 9 after this week, or Noah Brown 6 times, or Debo Samuel has missed a game. And I do think he's kind of, you know, playing through something
he's
right now.
He's limited right now, yeah.
Where he's just not him. Austin Eckler is a significant loss, but that's not one that should cost you games. Like, Jeremy McNichols has played really well, has given you exactly what Eckler would have given you, basically. You lost John Bates for 2 games. Do you get better running the ball without him? Of course not. You're a worse team because he's a really good blocker. But should you lose games because you don't have your third tight end who's a good blocker for a couple of games? No, that should not cost you. Colson Yankoff for a game. Even Sam Cosmi, a guard. Jay Gruden style. A guard. Really good player. You can't win because you don't have a guard. Guards miss time in this league all the time. It's just what happens. So are there some where I'm going to give you D-end. Dietrich Wise, Javonte Jean-Baptiste, now Dorrance Armstrong, you're going to be bad at defensive end more often than not the rest of the season. You can't sustain that. When you're without all three of your top three receivers, McLaurin, Brown, Samuel against the Cowboys, that's going to be a big problem. I'm going to give you that with those cluster injuries. But the Will Harris, you know, it breaks his fibula, so now my secondary is screwed? No.
No way.
Like that does not work for me. I'm sorry. Other than him, by the way, in the secondary, you've had Percy Butler miss 1 game with a hip and Jonathan Jones with a hamstring miss a month. But he was their, at best, third, maybe their fourth corner, probably, honestly. Like, those injuries should not have equated to them being the worst team in the league at defending the pass. Let's go to John in Herndon on the Fan. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Yeah, for me, you know, last year was a wonderful year. This year, crap happens, and in the top three receivers being out, and, you know, Lattimore kind of showing that, you know, he's not who he was. I don't think the season's lost, but I hope we have a push to make the playoffs, and then we see what happens if we have a healthy, you know.
Well, John, let me ask you this, because we started the show in this kind of theme where you're juxtaposing the 2 years. So if you fast forward to next year, and I get there's going to be a draft class and free agency, albeit one of the smallest draft classes in the NFL, if nothing changes, a year after the smallest draft class in the NFL. But I digress. Mm-hmm. So going into next year, would you expect it to be more like this year or more like last year? Like, which is the real Commanders?
I think the real Commanders are closer to 80% of last year. Because I think one of the things we've all talked about, I know you guys always do, is we're the oldest team. And that's partly a consequence of the previous regime's bad drafting. We have no pipeline for backups, right? So I'm hoping that this year we pick younger people that are meant just to follow the same strategy of this year's draft, which is to fill the age holes. So yeah, I think we'll be better next year.
Appreciate you.
I think so too. I wonder in terms of the approach though. Like, I get why they did what they did this past offseason. I mean that. Not to give them a pass, because you get called on balls and strikes.
You can't do it again, though.
Right, but you can't do it again.
After this year, they got to go back to the drawing board a little bit.
And that's what I wonder. Because to me, it would start this week. In other words, the trade deadline is Tuesday, November 4th. That is next week. That's a week from yesterday. So I'm right now figuring out, again, you're probably not going to get a ton for some of your assets because they're old and beat up and injured, but
you
might get some
for somebody. You know, 2/5 could become a 4th.
And this is my point. I'm going to start stockpiling right now because I went in and I get why I went in, right? I understand it, but let's not deal with what should have been or what could have been. Here's what is. I need to get younger. I need more picks. I was trying to cover for this terrible Rivera empty cupboard. That's why year one was bad. Year two, my plan backfired on me. I need a new plan. Let's go make one.
Yeah, I certainly think that that's a factor. I'm not going to keep using that as an excuse forever, though. And I think this is probably the last year where you get to do it, because you'll have three free agent periods and three drafts removed from that, and it will always be relevant. At some point, though, you don't get to complain about the last person that owned your home every time you got a call for help on something, right? And I think we're there at the end of this season. One of the problems is not just the previous regime, which was terrible. When you have the smallest draft class of anybody, you're going to be infusing the roster with less young talent, especially when you're prioritizing free agency and as many guys over 30 as they did. Robert's in Dallas listening on the Odyssey app. What's up, Robert?
Man, I tell you what, we need to start banning some of these callers. The next caller that calls in saying we're building, you don't build with 33, 34, 35-year-olds, bro. You don't build with the smallest draft class next year. It's time to just call it like it is. I'm glad I hear some callers saying this. Stop criticizing Joe Witt, Dan Quinn, all this stuff. Look at this roster, man. This guy, Adam Peters, came in with salary cap, more draft picks, heavy draft class. He's made this roster older and slower, and we're giving him an excuse. This guy has blown it. And next year, we have to pay Jaden. So you're telling me you have not taken advantage of a rookie quarterback that you hit on, and you decide to bring in a Von Miller? And I swear, I ask this question all the time, and nobody wants to say it. Has this been Ron Rivera doing this? And I'm not his lawyer or anything like that. Had this been Ron Rivera, we would be running him out of town. But I always wonder, that last roster that Ron had, put Jaden Daniels on that roster, is there really any difference? We still didn't have a middle linebacker. We still didn't have a defensive back. Still didn't have an edge rusher. But look at some of those guys. They will probably start over the people we have today. Man, miss me on this Adam Peters thing. I was happy for him when he came in. I was excited. I drank the Kool-Aid. But the proof is in the pudding. He's missed on free agency, missed on the draft, and he's missed on building this roster. And now we're going to have to start all over again with fewer draft picks. And by the way, remember all those times we couldn't find a field goal kicker on the run? We still don't have a field goal kicker under Adam. So
well,
what's
that's true. The kicker's been a bugaboo for multiple regimes. That view, while we can look at the same thing, you could see that, I could see something else, and we could both be right, is kind of the worst-case scenario negative view, if you will, not to critique him. But what I mean by that is there's no such thing as starting over if Jaden Daniels is what he's supposed to be. Like, when you have Lamar Jackson in Baltimore, you don't have to bottom out and rebuild. When you have Patrick Mahomes, maybe not a realistic comp, but you know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, if you're in the club, if you've got the superstar quarterback, the elite top 7, top 8, top 10 QB, you're in it every single year. So right now, I think people are forgetting that because it hasn't looked like that, because Daniels has been hurt. Right now in the moment, prisoner of this moment that we all are, this season, it's not looking like that. Now, if this year, when he's been on the field, I don't mean the injuries, is what Jaden is going to play like at this level, which is a B quarterback, probably in the 10 to 15 range or whatever, the 12 to 15, 16 range in the league, then you're right. Then a lot of other things around him have to be elevated and better, and you do have to add a ton of pieces. But if last year's Jaden Daniels is still the Jaden Daniels, then they're so much closer than that call makes it sound, because he just waves a wand over everything and it gets a lot better. But, you know, the disdain it sounds like he has for the job Peters has done, I just don't think it's been that bad.
Well, I
disagree. They're 17-10 in 27 games under him. There's been one full football season. They got to the NFC Championship game. And, yes, most of that, a lot of that is Jaden Daniels. But that's his resume right now. So you'll have to forgive people who still think the guy's pretty good at his job.
I would go a different direction. And I think the first year you have a direct choice. Where you go, you're coming into a losing organization. That's why you're here. It has lost, and it has lost badly. It has been an embarrassment. Your choice in that moment is, do we do what most teams are doing when we inherit a new organization, a new thing with an empty cupboard? Let's just get our teeth kicked in. Let's get as many young people in here as possible. You trade away your John Allens. You move on from your pains. You move on from every veteran that was part of this damn thing and be 5-12 with a rookie quarterback that we think is going to be really good and try to build. Or is it really important to us to establish a culture? Pretty clear which option they took. And they thought that establishing a culture was more important than maybe going young and taking their medicine. There's a reasonable person can look at the same thing and come up with a different solution, but that's what they did.
They accidentally got to the NFC Championship.
And then they got to the NFC Championship game doing it that way.
It worked.
And so once you've gone down that road, the importance of this is who we are, this is how we sign, this is how we play, this is how we train, this is how we go on the road. We're establishing all these things with a new ownership, a new front office. That was more important to them than maybe having the next great draft find in the fifth round, going into last year. This is where those decisions, and maybe it was the worst thing for you to have that kind of early success because it changed the island, changed the expectations. Had they done what every other first-year group does, even with a nice quarterback, and gone 6-11 with a couple great moments, you'd go, hey, we got something here. We're building. But let's see how much better we can be building slow. You can't do that right now because of how much success you had in year one.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Other sportsbooks just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the FanCash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.